Welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Ralf Heuwing, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group's preliminary figures of 2014, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Schneider, and ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon or good morning for those of you in the U.S. Welcome, everybody. It's a great pleasure to present you Dürr's preliminary figures for 2014, and as always, I'm joined by my colleague, Ralf Heuwing. We will concentrate on the most important topics of the presentation. Figures already contained in the press release will not be repeated. I will start by summarizing the key highlights, giving you an overview of the results, and Ralf Heuwing will give you more insights about our financial figures. Let's have a look on page 4. We passed many milestones in 2014. One of these was the acquisition of HOMA Group AG. As well as this, we started to enter into the industrial painting component business and also sold two companies. We transferred our aircraft technology business to Prötje Industries and sold our French automation business as we want to concentrate on core industrial cleaning technology only. We also managed to turn cleaning technology finally around, and our service business grew by a strong 18%. We continued our capital spending program to widen our capacities in the growth markets and to increase our own value add in specific areas. We were able to restructure our funding in 2014 on substantially improved terms. And not least of all, we achieved or even exceeded our earnings targets. Let's turn to page 5. The figures for 2014 are influenced by the first-time consolidation of HOMAG. The HOMAG figures are included in the income and cash flow statement for just under 3 months, while consolidation has its full effect on the balance sheet and on the financial ratios. Orders on hand reached a new high, supporting a large part of our sales revenues for 2015. And despite the HOMAG Group's negative contribution to EBIT caused by purchase price allocation effects of a negative of 16.5 million, we achieved an EBIT of 221 million, equivalent to an increase of 9%. Operating and free cash flow were much stronger than expected and reached 291 million and 221 million respectively. On page 6 you can see that, as in the past, the fourth quarter was the strongest quarter of the year. Sales and incoming orders improved compared to previous year as well without HOMAG. Adjusted for HOMAG, we recorded an EBIT margin of 11.6% in the fourth quarter. This means that we reached a new high in our core business. Page 7 compares the targets defined for the Dürr Group for 2014 and the figures which the Dürr Group, excluding HOMAG, actually achieved. These figures speak for themselves. In 2014, we generated an EBIT margin of 9.9%. But at this point, clearly said, it is not likely that we will surpass this level in 2015 again. Let's move to page 8. The emerging markets demonstrated consistently strong momentum. We received contracts worth 1.6 billion there, marking a year-over-year increase of 25%. China was up by 35% to 878 million, normalizing its share of total order intake to around 30%. The Brazilian and Russian markets continued to be weak. The Indian market showed some slight improvements. Europe was surprisingly strong due to some large contracts. And North America was not as strong as in 2013. Moving to page 9, you can see the familiar breakdown of sales revenues and incoming orders. And as discussed, the relative weighting of the emerging markets has not changed much compared to 2013. Ralf Heuwing will now take you through our financials and cash flow statement.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 11. Our gross margin continued to widen in 2014 and at 23% substantially exceeded last year's 20.2%. The reasons for this include high capacity utilization and excellent order execution. In addition, the share of our service business as a percentage of total sales grew to 25%. And also, the successful turnaround in cleaning technology by more than 10 million euros contributed to the increased earnings. The startup for industrial painting incurred additional costs of around 5 million euros. Net financial expense has improved by 2 million euros despite the two bonds on our books at the same time. In the fourth quarter, we benefited from the early call of the old bond despite the net interest expense contributed by HOMAG. Adjusted for HOMAG, net profit would have risen by just under 14%, a fact which could well provide an indication of the dividend payment. I will now move on to page 13, the cash flow statement. Cash flow from operating activities was accompanied by a decrease of 74 million euros in net working capital due to higher prepayments. But even without this favorable but temporary prepayment situation, underlying cash flow and free cash flow were clearly positive and above our expectations. The free cash flow covered almost 100% of the purchase price of the HOMAG Group. Let's move on to page 14. Net working capital at the end of 2014 stood at 88 million euros, but only due to the consolidation of HOMAG Group. Without HOMAG, our NWC would have been around a negative 60 million euros. The overview of our work in progress and progress billings on page 15 shows that the payment balance with our customers has been even more favorable compared to the previous year. Since the end of 2013, the payment balance with our customers has dropped by 100 million euros to a negative 316 million euros. We consider a level of around a negative 100 million euros to be normal, so we should expect a cash outflow over the next quarters. Page 16 shows the key balance sheet items. Equity rose strongly by 214 million euros to 726 million euros. Non-controlling interest consists of more than 100 million euros related to the shares held by outstanding HOMAG shareholders. Following the registration of the domination and profit and loss transfer agreement, these non-controlling interests will be reclassified as liabilities, as the outstanding HOMAG shareholders are not entitled to profit any longer. The shares held by the Schuler family and Klessmann Foundation in HOMAG have already been classified as liabilities due to the vote pool arrangements. Net financial status reached 168 million euros at the end of 2014. Gross cash reached 582 million euros, and at 39%, the ROCE easily outstripped the cost of capital. Adjusted for HOMAG, we would have reached a record 162%. I will now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of our divisions and provide you with our updated outlook.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. And I will continue on page 17. Capital spending rose to 55 million in 2014. We expanded our build 15 new facilities and technology centers under a CapEx program launched in 2012. As explained earlier during the year, we are increasing our capacities to accommodate the enlarged business volumes. At the same time, we have increased internal sourcing, which has had a positive effect on quality and on-time delivery. Some complex products and components in particular are now being produced within the company to a greater extent. We are also starting to produce components and subsystems for the application of paint and high viscosity materials in sectors such as plastics, shipbuilding, ceramics, wood and furniture. These industrial painting activities have been reinforced with the acquisition of two specialist producers, Berg und Fratscher in Germany and EST in the Czech Republic, which we conducted last June. Turning to page 18, EBIT grew in 2014 across most of our portfolio. As incoming orders generally matched our surpassed sales revenues, good capacity utilization can be expected across all our five divisions in 2015. Earnings in the individual divisions were encouraging in 2014. Paint and Assembly Systems and Measuring and Process Technology posted significant gains. Application Technologies results had to carry startup costs of around 5 million for the industrial painting component business. And earnings in Clean Technology Systems improved strongly as well. The division Woodworking Machinery and Systems made a negative profit contribution of 8 million due to the purchase price allocation effects of a negative of 16.5 million, as already mentioned. And we consolidated HOMAG effective the 3rd of October 2014. HOMAG generated sales revenues of 915 million and an EBIT after staff participation of 37 million in 2014. Adjusted for the purchase price allocation costs of the HOMAG representative in the USA, Styles, and non-recurring expenses, HOMAG achieved EBIT after staff participation of 51 million. Ladies and gentlemen, page 20 shows why we are focusing so strongly on the emerging markets. Two-thirds of the growth in global automobile production through 2019 will be generated by the emerging markets. World automobile production and sales remains on an upward trend. China and North America, the world's two most important automotive markets, are in a very solid state, while the European markets are ongoing stabilizing. India and Brazil are showing signs of improvement. Let's turn now to page 21. With a share of 85% of its sales revenues, the furniture industry is HOMAG's most important market. Like the automotive market, the global furniture market is growing at around 5% per annum. China is by far the largest market with a share of 44%. And in 2014, Chinese business accounted for around 10% of HOMAG sales revenues. Accordingly, our focus for HOMAG will be to address the Chinese market more effectively. Let's turn to page 22. At this point in time, Dürr forecasts order intake of 3.2 to 3.5 billion in 2015. Sales revenues should come to 3.4 to 3.5 billion, with the HOMAG Group contributing just under 1 billion. Dürr anticipates a substantial increase in EBIT in the double-digit millions, accompanied by an EBIT margin of 7 to 7.5% in 2015. This reflects the fact that the HOMAG Group's operating margin currently falls short of the group average. And in addition, further purchase price allocation effects of 17.5 million will arise in 2015, in particular in the first quarter. These effects are considered in our guidance, and this guidance obviously is given under the assumption that economic conditions remain stable. It should also be noted that potential measures at HOMAG in the course of the year could cause non-recurring expenses. However, it is still too early to be more precise on this today. HOMAG's shareholders approved the domination and profit and loss transfer agreement at the company's extraordinary shareholders meeting last week. Depending on when the agreement is entered into the commercial register, the non-controlling interest held by the three HOMAG shareholders will be reclassified as liabilities, as they no longer hold any entitlement to profit, but instead are entitled to a guaranteed return. Possible appraisal rights proceedings will increase the free shareholders' entitlement due to the statutory minimum return during the arbitration proceedings. Net finance expense will worsen as a result in 2015. These effects are also summarized and quantified on page 27 in the notes to the handout. We assume that things will then return to normal in 2016. The PPA expenses in connection with HOMAG will come to around 9 million in that year, which means 2016, while the costs of the guaranteed dividend, which are also included in net finance, will stand at around 7 million. On the other hand, the minority HOMAG shareholders' profit entitlement will be eliminated, meaning that non-controlling interest will no longer arise. Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to ask your questions, I would like to provide you with a brief summary. So 2014 was fully on track. Order intake was strong. The shortfall in sales caused by project delays will be overcome in 2015. Orders on hand reached a new record. And we have achieved a record margin of 9.9% EBIT without HOMAG. With the acquisition of HOMAG, we have reached the next level in our company's development. We expect sales revenues, order intake and earnings to rise substantially in 2015. And we will continue to develop HOMAG. In the long term, we want it to achieve a similar margin to the rest of Dürr. However, the focus will be on integrating HOMAG in 2015. Incidentally, Next Level is also the title of our new annual report, which will be published on the Internet on March 31st. And cash flow will remain strong. Looking ahead over the next few years, free cash flow adjusted for changes in net working capital should come to 150 million per year. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention so far. Like last year, there will be no press and analyst call when we publish our annual report on March 31st. Our year-end closing is already stable enough for us to be able to give you most of the key figures today. We will be pleased to answer any further questions you might have about the annual report over the phone after it is published on March 31st. But now we are happy to answer any questions you may like to raise, and I would like to hand over back to Mrs. Schneider.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We have one first question from Mr. Tim Rokossa from Deutsche Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes. good afternoon. Tim Rokossa from Deutsche Bank. Thanks for taking my questions. That would be three, please, and if okay, I'll ask them one by one. The first one is just to properly understand your expectations for the business. You said you expect just under €1 billion of sales for HOMAG. How much would that be versus last year in terms of growth, and how much do you see in order intake and EBIT after PPA? That would be the first question, please.
Okay. I might take this. The preliminary figures of HOMAG have already been announced a week ago. They came in with €915 million. So the growth we would forecast is somewhere between 7 and 10%. Order intake, as you may have recorded, the order intake definition of HOMAG still has differed somewhat from the order intake definition of the Dürr Group. We are in the process of aligning that, of course. And so you may, as an interim statement, and HOMAG has not yet released its own guidance, but you may, as an interim statement, take roughly the same figure for order intake as for revenue. The EBIT, I would just refer to the documents which were released preceding the extraordinary shareholder meeting last week, and the figure that was released there was €55 million for EBIT. That is part of the planning. You have to subtract about €17.5 million through PPA effects when you want to assess the impact on Dürr. So that would be then a little bit below €40 million.
Great, thank you. And then as a second question, your core business didn't really grow in 2013. It declined in 2014 because of the project delays, and now you're seeing at the midpoint about 5% growth. Is it fair to say that you are now really seeing a stabilization to say, peak in your core business, and you have so far really compensated for the lower top-line development with a very impressive margin and free cash flow development? You already said you're expecting working capital to increase, so free cash flow should be somewhat weaker but still very strong. Can you share with us any details on the pricing quality that you see for your larger orders? Is that starting to deteriorate? So have you basically reached the peak in your core margin and now focusing on HOMAG, or do you still see potential to really increase the core business margin further?
I like this question, Mr. Rokossa. We definitely not will focus now on HOMAG only. As you know, Ralf Heuwing is the CEO of HOMAG, and I'm still in the core business. And we will see this year a very good increase of sales for the reasons I mentioned. When you look at the order intake, the figures without HOMAG for order intake are €2.6 billion, which is a strong increase, which will then fuel into sales in the course of 2015. So that's why we see in our core business the sales coming from €2.3 billion moving towards €2.5 billion. Yeah, so that's what we expect this year. So there will be a good growth in the core business. From the margin point of view, there's no change on the market. It's always competitive, as you know, but we don't see here, let's say, significant changes which would cause for us, let's say, headache. Yeah, it's always difficult, but that's business. So we don't expect that.
Okay, great. And then just finally, regionally maybe, do you expect the trends that we have seen in last year to continue going forward, i.e. a stronger European business, which is certainly a positive year, and then in North America a decline? Is this basically the end of the CapEx cycle in the U.S. before it has already started, and a strong business in China, or do you expect any changes there?
Oh, let me answer that way. So China, we have a very strong pipeline also for 2015. So we are very optimistic about China. Also in the U.S., last year, you know, the year 2013, we had a very large single order, which was close to $300 million, one order, yeah. And you can't repeat this every year. So we see for the U.S., there are, let's say, several projects where we are working on. And the problem is when you get one of these bigger ones, then statistics is not very, let's say, how should I say, not very helpful anymore in terms of comparison. Let's see Europe. We had in Europe a very strong increase, which was mainly due, compared to last year, due to one large project, which we have reported, this project in Poland. Yeah. So From the US, we see that it's still a strong market for us in 2015, and Europe is mainly driven by some modernization investments. We have, for example, not long ago, it was in the newspaper that Daimler wants to invest, I think it was more than 1 billion in here in Germany, in Sindelfingen. This business also will come in maybe 15 or 16, so we see no big change here. It's quite stable in our eyes.
Great, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We have another question from Mr. Christian Kors. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Christian Kors calling from Warburg Research. Thanks for taking my question. First, maybe on measuring and process. You reported an EBIT margin in excess of 12% for 2014. I think this even includes some one-off effects. Is a margin of 12% plus, is this a new normal we can take over in our model? Secondly, ramp-up costs for industrial products. Maybe can you quantify? I think you quantified the full year impact was 5 million. What is the corresponding impact in the fourth quarter? And what is actually your revenue target short and midterm? Then coming to the balance sheet, you still have a lot of cash on hand and your net financial status is still very positive. So what are you going to do with it, especially after you said that you want to focus on the HOMAG acquisition or HOMAG integration first before you take further acquisitions on the radar screen? And then lastly, on your guidance, taking the midpoint of your guidance, this translates roughly into an EBIT figure of 250 to 260 million. If I take the old Dürr business, you had roughly 230 million EBIT last year. Adding HOMAG with 55 million, deducting PPA expense, this would bring me to 270 million EBIT with zero organic growth for the old Dürr business. Do I miss something, or is there anything we have to be aware of why the business from the previous activities is not supposed to grow in EBIT terms? And lastly, maybe on CapEx, you mentioned in your presentation that you have a CapEx project also in the U.S. Can you give us maybe some guidance on the CapEx 2015 and beyond?
Okay, a lot of questions, Mr. Kors. I've handled the first one, and then Ralf Holding will take some over. First of all, the 12% EBIT, this was in the fourth quarter only. Yeah, where we have always, special effects, and also the year before we had a very high margin. You can't take this for the next quarters, yeah, that's for sure. The 5 million cost, I can only guess roughly maybe 2 million on the fourth quarter, roughly like that. It was basically cost of hiring people and tools and infrastructure to set up this business, which started to be going live was January this year, so 2015. The revenue target we already gave in our outlook, yeah? This question I don't understand. What about the revenue
target? The revenue target for the industrial products business. It's a new business segment.
Yeah, we don't give you here a guidance yet. First of all, it's starting and small, and we never give guidances on pieces of our business.
Okay.
I might take the question on cash. I mean, I highlighted that working capital is exceptionally low and that there is a prepayment overhang in our balance sheet, which is going to normalize. It did not normalize really all of 2014, but it will happen at some point. So please accept that we want to have a cautious approach also on our funding situation. But of course, once HOMAG is stabilized and, you know, management and financially wise fully on track, then we will be open to look at other opportunities to invest.
But cash return to shareholders is not on your priority list or not at all on the agenda.
Oh, come on. With a ROCE of 38%, I think this is very much a focus of our activities. But we will share only the profits as in the past, according to our dividend policy, with our shareholders, because we want to continue to be able to invest. Yeah. Now, on your guidance question, I mean, your mathematics, I think, are correct, but I think what we have always highlighted is that order execution in the paint and final assembly systems activities have again been exceptionally good, and this is something that you cannot automatically take as a basis for next year. So,
and not in this point of time.
Yeah, and when you in the year, and when you find the annual report, we again will release also some guidance by division, and you will again, as also last year, you will see that the guidance for especially the project business tends to be more conservative, just because these effects cannot always be assumed to be repetitive.
Okay.
Yeah, and then China and U.S. CapEx, you want to?
Yes, yeah, Mr. Cross asked for the total CapEx, but in the U.S. we are investing, when it's up to finish, it's about $40 million for a new campus, and in China it's about €25 million.
Okay, and then for the what to expect for the group CapEx in the next 2 years then?
Yeah, there's about €70 to €80 million.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
The next question comes from Stefan Augustin. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking the question. Some smaller ones on the details. First, could you please share the one-off items in Q4 on the measuring and process system and the paint and assembly system, if you had one from selling the aerospace business? The second one would be, do you see further potential for the profitability of the cleaning business in 2015 versus 2014 and going forward?
The answer is yes.
Okay. Could you share with us the share of or the contribution of HOMAG to the service business in 2014?
About 19%.
Okay, so I take 19% from the Q4 sales, and that's the HOMAG service business, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you give us an indication on the amount of the business at HOMAG that is profiting from the transaction exposure to the US dollar? So how many machine business do you do from Germany into US and China? And finally, maybe your tax rate going forward. And last is a little bit on pricing and backlog profitability in paint and assembly system. So when I look at the order backlog in paint and assembly systems, can you, let's say, assuming you would have a like for like same order quality of the execution, is there anything else that should make us significantly worry about your margin contained in the backlog?
No, you have not to be worried. It looks more or less the same, roughly. So that's for the last question. And to go to your the amount of moment.
The one-offs?
The one-offs,
I can mention that we recorded approximately €4 million of negative EBIT impact in the Measuring and Process Systems division, and approximately plus €3 million on account of bringing our aircraft business into Brötje. Then the tax rate will be closer to 30% as we are consuming our tax loss carry forward, so that should be the, let's say, the new normal. And then you were asking about the transaction related opportunities on HOMAG. HOMAG had revenues of roughly $170-180 million in the US, and had also roughly €140 million of revenues in China. These are the most important geographies where transaction opportunities may lie.
The 170 to the US is including Styles, right?
Yeah, it is channeled mostly through Styles. Yeah. Styles is the distribution company of HOMAG in the US.
Okay.
Yeah. But mind you, HOMAG competitors tend to be European, most of them, and so they benefit from the same effects on currency. So the competitive environment, of course, also has an importance in finding the right price.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
The next question comes from Ricardo Rumiato, One Investments. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. I will take one at a time. The first one is, when you look at your ex-HOMA, what assumptions are factored in your full year 15 guidance for revenue mix? In particular, what sort of growth do you expect for service revenues?
So to understand your question right, because there was some interruption in the line, so you're asking what is our growth expectation in 2015 for our service business?
Yes, for the Dürr Group, and in particular for the service business within the Dürr Group.
Yeah, for the Dürr Group, we already mentioned this number between 3.3 and say it's 3.5. And for the service business, we don't have an official data, but this will be a number of also two digits, also let's say about 10% growth we expect.
No,
8 to 10% growth.
Sorry, if I can repeat, for Dürr excluding Oman, so let's call it the old business.
Our guidance is for the Dürr Group as it is today, and that's now including HOMAG, and we should not look back to the old Dürr, because then we have double bookkeeping system. So the guidance is clearly 3.4 to 3.5 on sales for the Dürr Group, including HOMAG. And as Mr. Heuving said before, it's about 1 billion in HOMAG, then you can see the old Dürr, if you like.
Okay.
Can you explain, please, a bit on the guidance then? Because you have an increase of own value added, again, last year and presumably rolling into this year. Your service business did quite well last year, and it doesn't seem like you're assuming a dramatically different mix in the old historic Dürr business, yet you seem to be guiding for a lower margin. Can you help us understand why we would be expecting a lower margin in the Dürr business, the old historic Dürr business?
I think Mr. Heuving explained it already, that we had a very good order execution last year in the larger projects. We had in the year before also a conservative guidance, and we exceeded it. And so in this point early this year, we expect we have a guidance which is conservative, we agree. But as I said, it went well the last 2 years, but you also can always have, an issue in a large project which will damage a little bit your margin. That's why we are careful at this time.
Okay.
Later in the year, we know better.
Okay. And on the HOMAG part of the business, and to enter China, can you talking about a general investment in business development, can you give some sort of sense of the scale of cost investment or structure investment you wish to make to support that ambition?
I think most of the investments will be in people. HOMAG has a good assembly outfit in Shanghai. It has, with its partner, HOMAG China Goldenfield, a number of distribution outlets. The most important investment is to hire additional people, including local R&D resources, so that we can address the mid-market more fully by doing own developments within HOMAG China. So that's mostly seen in the P&L and not so much in the balance sheet.
Okay. And will that be largely funded by some of the initiatives to increase the flexibility of HOMAG following the sort of Dürr production model?
Yeah, I think you may take the Dürr production model as a template to where HOMAG might develop over time, not within 1 or 2 years, but over time. And, of course, the HOMAG China outfit will be focusing mostly on assembly operations.
Right. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We have another question from Jasko Persic. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Jasko Terzic, DZ Bank. Thanks for taking my questions. Only some detailed ones remaining. You were stating that you might see a cash outflow of around 200 million, if I'm correct. Could you give us an indication when this could occur? Secondly, could you help me out with your PPA? You were mentioning some 70.5 million for fiscal 15. Could you give me a guidance for how long you expect to see PPAs and how much of them you expect from 16 going forward? Then on your backlog, how much of it is HOMAG? And finally, could you give me an indication of the percentage of core Dürr's order intake, which is transactioned in US dollars?
Mm-hmm. So let me start with the PPA. You already saw a significant PPA, in fact, in the fourth quarter of 2014, and this is mostly through a valuation of the inventories, and so, of course, after a revaluation of the inventories, so after 6 months, most of that effect should have been digested. So by end of the first quarter, the bigger chunk will have been digested. That's why also in our text we said after 2015 we expect the PPA to only impact the P&L with approximately 9 million euros. So that's the more permanent impact, depreciation on revalued assets which have a longer life. I hope this answers your question. The cash out, well, when we go back to 1 year ago, we basically said the same thing, and because of the mix of order intake and high prepayments coming in over the course of 2014, we kept this level of very strong prepayments in our balance sheet for most of the year. Now, if, again, 2015 continues to operate in a similar structure, then, of course, these 200 million won't go away quickly. It will take several quarters. But it is very difficult to make a solid estimate on that. And so I would rather model the working capital developments, the cash flow developments with a neutral delta working capital, but always knowing that right now we have more cash on our hand than it will be more permanently. That's also why I've been careful on distributing that particular cash to shareholders, because it belongs to the customers, to be honest.
Your question regarding the backlog, our backlog was at the end of the year 2.72 billion, and out of that 300 million is HOMAG. And the U.S. business in dollar of the Dürr Group without HOMAG was last year around about 300 million.
And this is only U.S., but what about your total order intake, which is in U.S. dollar?
About what, please?
The total order intake you are generating, which of that is U.S. dollar related?
The total order intake in dollar?
Exactly. So apart from the U.S., are you in any region transaction doing in U.S. dollars?
U.S. dollar we only do in the U.S. and Mexico. And that's also about 400 million, sorry.
Including Mexico
is 400, I just get the number here.
Okay, and do you, or did you experience here an improvement regarding the project pipeline or an acceleration of decision-making there regarding the depreciation of the euro?
No.
Okay.
Because people think, they think in U.S. dollar, and they order in U.S. dollar, and our competitors in this region are mostly U.S. dollar, so U.S. companies.
Okay, thank you.
We have another question from Richard Schramm. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two clarifications, if I may. One concerning result of measuring and process systems. So if I understood you correctly, this strong improvement of the EBIT to 70 million includes, on the one-off side, a minus 4 million negative from this sale of the French facility, but more or less then the rest is really operating. So obviously, we should take forward this level at least for the next year. Is this correct? And second question concerning the financial result, excluding this impact from HOMAG, what should we expect for the current year, taking into account the improved refinancing cost? Where will this minus 16 million go to in the current year you showed for last year? Thank you.
Okay. For the first question, you're right. First of all, the delta between the EBIT posted and the negative one-offs of minus four is operationally improvements in all areas of the MPS division, not only the turnaround of our EcoClean business or cleaning business, but also in the other business areas we have strong improvements. One in particular, which is our filling business, which is, let's say, fueled by the changing regulations for the media, for the air conditioning systems in the car. You know this debate about CO2 or the other fluid to put in. And this is, a special effect. Now we also see this year, I would not, move that into the next 5 years as a base for your calculations. But we are optimistic that we are continuing that level, yes, in total. The total MPS level is our ambition, yeah.
And the interest line before HOMAG effects should be somewhere around 13, 14 million euros of net interest expense.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
At the moment, there are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Schneider. If there are no further questions, then we first of all appreciate the questions and the discussion we had about. And we maybe also take the opportunity now to announce our Investors Day on May 12th, 2015, to which you are most cordially invited. We will be presenting our first quarter results, not here out from Bietigheim, but in Hannover at the Ligner Fair, which is the most important fair for the HOMAG business, and we will be giving you an update on the HOMAG acquisition and the progress which we have achieved there. On top of that, you will see HOMAG's current product range on the trade show, and it will be also in production, so you can really see how wood is processed with our machines, and further details we will send to you. For today, we'd like to say bye-bye and thank you very much, and we wish you a pleasant afternoon or good evening to the U.S. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.